ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 28, Text Number 17. Apisya darshanam,
sasvat,
sarvaloka,
matvicham,
sansham, vayasi,
naishore,
vichanugraha, prataram, Apicha darshanam sasvat.
Apicha darshanam sasvat.
Apicha darshanam sasvat. Sarvaloka namaskritam.
Sarvaloka namaskritam.
Santam vayasi kaishore.
Santam vayasi kaishore.
Vichanugraha prataram.
Vichanugraha prataram.
Apicha darshanam.
Very beautiful to see.
Sasvat.
Eternal.
Sarvaloka.
By all the inhabitants of every planet.
Namaskritam,
worshipable.
Santam,
situated.
Vayasi,
in youth.
Kaishore,
in boyhood.
Vicha,
on his devotee.
Anugraha,
bestow blessings.
Kataram,
eager.
Translation. The Lord is eternally very beautiful, and He is worshipable by all the inhabitants of every planet. He is ever youthful and always eager to bestow His blessings upon His devotees.
Apicca darshanam sasya sarvaloka namaskritam shantam bhayasi kaishore Vrityanu Dhukata. This word is very important. Vrityanu Dhukata. Anugraha. Anugraha means favor. Just as the father wants to favor his son, always. Father wants that my son may become very fit, competent to take all my duties. This is father. Every father, even in this material world, his father is very big man, great man. He wants that my son also, let him become bigger than me. Is it not practical? So, if God, Krishna, is the original father, Ahamadi is a Padapita, Krishna says, it is not concoction or contemplation. No, it is fact. Krishna says, Sarvajoni sukanti artham bhavanti mutayoya. Tasan mahajjani brahma sama bhija tadutta. I am the forgiving father of all living entities. It doesn't matter in different forms. He does not say that I am the father only of the white. Not of the glass, universes. He has no such distinction, white, black, European, American, or poor, rich, bird, beast, human being. No. He does not make any discrimination. He is always ready to bestow favor as the original power. That is all. Therefore, this very word, Vistanu Dhakasana. How these rascals will give up this material job and come to me and take all my favor. This is God. And we are so obstinate. We want to take some favor from this minister, that person, this fellow. Krishna says, Sri Ram Sarvabhutam. I am friend of everyone. And here is the word, Vrittanu Grahakasam. And he's very, very eager to give all his favors. And still people are not becoming Krishna conscious. Just see how rascal they are. So we say, anyone who is not Krishna conscious is a rascal. Is he not a rascal? He is claiming that I am the seed-giving father of everyone. Sarvajonishu, Kante, and all species of life. He does not make any discrimination that I am the seed-giving father of this class of men, of this species of men, or for the human being. No. He says Sarvajonishu. Joni means the form. That's why we have got their different forms. But that form doesn't matter. Form is external. But the internal is the singing, spirit soul. Therefore you are seeing now a new thing in the history of the world. That the Africans and Indians and the Americans and the Europeans are dancing, Hare Krishna. Just understand. Don't be rascal and fool. That you do not understand what is the potency of Hare Krishna. If you become so rascal and fool, if you do not understand, then you are enemy. Here is the practical. How it has become possible? That the white Americans, Europeans, and other colored and black Africans, they are forgotten. When they chant Hare Krishna and dance, do they remember that I am African, I am American, I am Indian? No. Brahma Bhuta. Why you are laughing? That is so important. So, this is Brahma Bhuta state. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Nasubhutati nakankati. Samasarvesu bhutesu. Madhvakti lavateva. This is Brahma Bhuta state practical. Not that I am Brahma. I am the same God. These are skills to spoil the whole thing. Here is Brahma Bhuta state. When you forget your material identification and you become one in connection with Krishna, that you are all devotees, servants of Krishna, let us enjoy, chant Hare Krishna and dance. This is the moment. Not that artificially smoking cigarette and he has become Brahma Bhuta. He is cigarette Bhuta. Bhut and cigarette mokha. How is Brahma Bhut? These rascals say like that. Table talks. I am Brahma. Brahma. Being all nonsense, and he has become Brahma. Brahma means everyone is Brahma. But there is no realization. Neither did you know the method of realization. But Brahma, everyone is Brahma, there is no doubt about it. Because we are all minute part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, if Krishna's Brahma para Brahma, we are also minute particular Brahma. There is no doubt about it. Gold mine, big gold, and a small particle. They are qualitatively one, gold. But the gold mine is defined from the gold particle. These are things I do not understand. The gold particle is claiming to become the gold mine. This is Mayavad. And they are making people atheist. So it is basic version. That's all right. What is God? I am also the same thing. But not the same thing. That does mean that God, as God is powerful, I am also powerful. No. You are qualitatively the same thing. That's all right. But if you claim quantitatively that you are the same possible as Krishna, then you understand. Krishna can live when he is 10 years old boy, the whole mountain. And 7 years boy, when he is here, he cannot even 7 kilo. So you cannot compare with Krishna's potencies your presence. But as Krishna, when you are out of this material conception of life, bodily conception of life, sarvavadhi vinan maktam tatparatina nirma, when you become purified by giving up these all designation. What is that designation? I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am African, I am Indian, I am European, I am woman, I am man, so many things. So you have to give up this designation. You have to give up this designation. Then, if I am not the man, African, then I become Indian. No, that is also designation. I am Hindu, I become Muslim. That is a no. That is also there. You have to become purified. Sarvapadhi vinir mukta. All kinds of designations. This child. All kinds of designations. You have to give up this designation that I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am African. No. No designation. Simply become pure Brahma. Then Aham Brahma. That is called Aham Brahma. Not that I remain a Christian, I remain a Hindu, I remain black, I am white, and I am Brahma. No, not that. You have to give up your designation. That requires practice. And that practice means this. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankhi. Simple by chant. You repeat. Chirita Dattpana Mahadhyana. Go on chanting Hare Krishna at the beginning in the Chirita Dattpana Mahadhyana. Because we have got our heart. Everyone, we are living in a city, we have got heart. That is full of dirty things. That dirty thing is and this and that and that and that. That dirty things. So, we have to cleanse these dirty things. That I am European, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this. These are all dirty things. You have to simply think, I am Jana, servant of Krishna. Jivesh Sarupa Nitta Krishna Das. When you think like that I am Jana, servant of Krishna, then all these dirty things will automatically vanish. That is Brahma. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. As soon as you become realized so, that my position is that I am eternal servant of Krishna. I am nobody's servant. But if one becomes Krishna's servant, he becomes everyone's servant. That is the Krishna consciousness. Why you are trying to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world? Because we have accepted this principle that I am Krishna's servant. Krishna wants to deliver these rascals from this misconception of life. So let me do something for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. And if you are servant of Krishna, if you actually realize, then you have to do something on behalf of Krishna. What Krishna wants, the first class servant is he, when he serves the master without asking for it. If he understands that master is now in need of this thing, if he brings it, first class. He's first class. But he knows the master wants it. So, Krishna, Krishna wanted as Krishna, that all these rascals may give us that hopefully sentient man and surrender unto me. That was Hanuman, Paritajya, Mami, Kansa. That was Krishna's last thought in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna wants this, that these rascals are suffering in this material condition of life, three miserable condition, and he still says, rule, hustle, they do not come to their senses, he still they want to remain servant of Maya. So let me directly say, you rascal, give up all this and be a man, surrender. That is it. But they will not do it. Why shall I surrender? I have got so many things, I have got my nation, I have got my family, I have got my peace, I have got all. Why shall I surrender to give up everything? Such a rascal cannot be convinced and whole world be servant of somebody. But he declines to become servant of Krishna. This is the disease, material disease. He will remain servant of thousands and millions of establishments and persons, but he will disagree. As soon as Krishna says that you give up, you become my servant. No, why can I? Why can I be? This is it. Therefore, Krishna came as Krishna's servant. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnayam Krishna Chaitanya Nam. Gauratisi. Namo Mahavadana Krishna Prema Pradhara. Rupa Goswami understood when he first saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He offered his respect in this way. Namo Mahavadanaya. The most munificent, charitably disposed incarnate. Why? Krishna Prema Pradaya. People cannot understand Krishna, but you are so merciful, you are giving direct love to Krishna. When there is question of love, unless I understand you fully, what kind of man you are, what is your position, you also understand, when we find of the same category or same, then there is question of love. So, people do not understand what is Krishna, how they love Krishna. It is not possible. Manushyanam sahasra yasya kaścit jagati siddha. Out of many, many millions of persons, somebody may try to become perfect. They do not know how to become perfect. They remain cats and dogs, simply engaged in eating, sleeping, mating and defeating. That's all. They are cats and dogs. They are not human beings. What is the difference between cats and dogs and human beings? Human being is also interested so long this body is there. We are interested in eating, sleeping, making earth. But that is not our main business. Our main business is how to understand God and love Him. That is our main business. තමයි පුංසාංග පරෝ ධර්ම ජතෝ භක්ති රදොක්කජී ඕහිතුකි අප්‍රතිහත ජීනාත්මා සම්පසීදති. This is the business. We are Hindu, Muslim, Christian, this, that. They are all third class shooting, really. What is real religion? That is religion which teaches how to love God. Very easy. That is first class. It doesn't matter whether it is Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion. If it teaches how to become lover of God, then it is first class. And what was this love? Ahoituki. Without any cause. People love somebody else to get some return. No. Ahoituki. Without any expectation of return. Anna vilasita sunna. Just like these European, American or African boys, they are joining this Krishna cause. They are not coming here for some material profit. No. They are not coming here. Others may come. We can say that we can support, they have come. No. Nobody has come for material profit. They are what about the European family? They are not poor. They have got enough money. Why is there after Krishna consciousness after me? I am not rich man. No, that is called ahoituki. Without any motive. Nobody. Krishna is my lovable, worshipable, I shall worship. This is what. Ahoituki, apratihata. And if you have got this intention, that Krishna is my Lord, I must love Krishna, I must learn how to love Him, then apratihata, no material condition can check. Either you become American or African, black and white or this or that, nothing can check it. You can go on. If it is motiveless. This is wanted. So I am very glad that you are trying to capture what is real Krishna consciousness, and this is the only process. Think always, manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyajima. Think always, Krishna is my Lord. That is thinking. This thinking is real. It doesn't cost anything. If you think here is Krishna, he is my Lord. What does it cost? And why is it loss? There is no loss, but the gain is enormous. If you simply think of Krishna. Manmana bhavamadha. And who will engage his mind in Krishna unless he is a devotee? How he became devotee? Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pa. This savanam kirtanam. Simply hear about Krishna. Chant about Krishna. Automatically. You don't require any education. Simply sit down and hear about Krishna. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu. Not others. Subject matter, Vishnu or Krishna. Sinnadhan sakatha Krishna, punnatsavana Krishna. If you do not understand, if you simply hear the chanting, you become past. You become past. So this is the simplest method how to make life sublime and super. This Krishna consciousness moment. And here it is said that Apichyat darsanam sasyat. Sarvaloka namaskitam. Sarvaloka namaskitam. It is not that Krishna is worshipable by the devotees. He is worshipable by the non-devotees also. But how the non-devotees are how Krishna is worshipped by the non-devotees, they do not want to worship Krishna. That he does not want, that's not life. But nature is obliging to us. How you can escape the laws of nature? Krishna will come before you as dead, and you have to ask. Krishna says, Mrittu sarva harasaham. If you do not take advantage of worshipping Krishna during your lifetime, Krishna will come. That's why Vishnu has come to him. You rascal now, do you think that you are independent? You think? Immediately, yes, within a second. If you don't worship Krishna during your lifetime, then you have to worship at the time of your death, and you take all your position. Therefore, he is worshipable by everyone, devotee and non-devotee. The devotee take advantage of this life and worship him, and the rascal, fools, demons, they are forced to worship Krishna at the time of death. That would be called sarva loka namaskrita. You have to worship. You cannot escape to rascal. If you escape, then the time will come, he'll take you, take everything on your position, and the nature will give you the body of a dog, just gone, die barking for so many years. This is love. You cannot stop it. It is not possible. You better take the Krishna consciousness and worship a sane man, as nice gentleman. Then your life is successful. Thank you very much.